The 2018 election grows closer each day. We are fewer than 100 days away from voters selecting party nominees in Arkansas on May 22nd. And we know something's a bit different this year than recent primaries in Arkansas. Democrats are populating many primary races with more than just one candidate. Now, by any measure, Arkansas is a Republican state, with every constitutional officer a Republican, every member of Arkansas's Washington delegation selected by voters a Republican, and the GOP has a solid majority in both chambers of the state legislature. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked John Brummett, political writer of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about the increase in Democratic Party hopefuls. For example, Roby says, three candidates are vying for that party's nomination in Arkansas's 2nd Congressional District for the right to challenge Republican incumbent French Hill.
Clark Tucker officially in, as we were speaking last week, he was stepping in. Paul Spencer, Gwen Combs in for the Democratic primary for the right to challenge Republican Representative French Hill. It sounds like we may be headed towards a spirited primary. Is that good?
Yes, it's good. It's also, you referred to my column, I think in a message to me, you said you referred to my education on the issue. And I thought that was well put. I don't want to go on too much about this, but politics is so volatile right now that the rules one will tend to apply when one has been covering it for 40 years and which always works so well, sometimes cannot be exactly right these days. And it helps an old guy like me to learn a new lesson. I remember last year for your magazine, I went out and I said, let me go find some Trump supporters and figure out what's going on out there. And I thought, I've got to go find the weirdest looking people I can find. I've got to find the fringe people. All I need to do was walk out, and the first person I saw would likely have been a Trump supporter. He got more than 60% of the vote. The outer became not so outer. Here, Clark Tucker, I've watched him in the legislature. He's incredibly accomplished. He's got all the credentials, but I sort of prematurely anointed him as the likely, if not certain, nominee. Gwen Combs organized the women's movement, which gets to be a little bit of a bigger thing every day, and she has no standard credential. She simply has passion for an issue and a movement at her disposal. Paul Spencer, the Catholic High, is a guy who has no office holding credential. His traditional resume doesn't exist, except he has led citizens' initiatives for ethics reform, trying to get money out of politics. And it is possible. Gwen Combs made a point. She got nothing against Clark Tucker. But if he's the nominee, you're going to have two guys in business suits, a lawyer and a banker, running, and the difference may not be distinct to voters, will be with her. Now, I'm not prepared to say Tucker will not be the nominee. But I am prepared to say that, yes, that there are things happening out there that change the way I have traditionally looked at politics. And it's not entirely new. One of Clark Tucker's credentials is he's Harvard educated. Well, I have referred to the Harvard qualification of Governor Bill Bristow and U.S. Senator Nate Coulter. It didn't.
And Senator Tom Cotton and former Governor Jim Guy Tucker.
Well, there's two who won, but two who lost.
Right.
So and particularly in this environment, that might not be that much of an advantage. So that's and the other thing, and I made this point in concluding the column. 4 years ago, you remember Mike Ross, they talked him into running for governor. Mm-hmm. The Democrats did. Bill Halter wanted to run, and Democrats said, oh, no, we can't, no, because we've got to not spend money and not be damaged and not be divisive in the primary. How'd that turn out? Not so good.
Right.
This is more fluid. This is more real. This is more gritty. This is more like a party. You've got three vigorous candidates, two with a great deal of passion, the other with a great deal of competence. And let's just get out there and see.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be read at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is much more to their conversation, including their latest thoughts about the just underway fiscal session of the Arkansas legislature at TalkBusiness.net.